Romans chapter 7. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the Word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, is learning from Jesus, follows Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Meditating on and sharing the Word of God is a central part of walking with Jesus and of becoming like Him. Our basic approach in Friends Bible Study is read, write, share, and listen. Regularly sharing from your time in the Word with your Friends Bible Study sharing partner is a crucial part of this study. Please write your answers to the meditation questions provided for this chapter. Also, please consider the following questions for each passage, which should always be a part of our focus when we study the Word of God. A, what did I learn from Jesus? What is He saying to me? B, how will I trust and obey Jesus today? And C, how can I become like Jesus through this study? I always want to encourage you all to share the Word with one another regularly. Sharing the Word is a crucial part of Friends Bible Study, and it will be a huge blessing to you and to others. I have also emphasized at the beginning of each chapter in Romans the importance of approaching the Word in faith. As we begin our study of Romans chapter 7, I want to encourage you to let each passage inspire you to put your faith in Jesus rather than focusing on your own weaknesses. This chapter points out our inability to be righteous through our own efforts. However, the purpose is that we trust in Christ and live by His Spirit who lives within us. I will share a few reflections on Romans 7 before beginning our study. This chapter underscores our complete inability to be righteous or to obey the law in our own strength. The words I, me, and my are used 47 times in this short chapter. The word law is mentioned 17 times. Paul describes his struggle and failure to obey God's law through his own efforts or in his flesh. Many believers seek to follow Christ by keeping the law, refraining from sin, and trying to be good. They are still married to the law. But Paul explains that we are now dead to the law and married to Christ. We have been joined to Christ and are one with Him. Our goal is to please Him. We are not trying to obey the law in our own strength. We serve Christ because we love Him. We are not righteous and cannot live the Christian life in our own strength. Only Christ living through us, through the Holy Spirit, can do it. This is the point of Romans 7. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Romans chapter 7. Teach us and speak to us from it and reveal Christ to us through this study. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of His word. Romans 7, verses 1 to 6. The title is, Who Are You Married To? Intro. Suppose a woman is married to a man, but they do not live in the same house. The husband lives in a different country and does not communicate with his wife often. However, he has cameras installed throughout the house to monitor her behavior. He sends her text messages, letting her know when she has failed and what she has done wrong. She is expected to take care of the house and to obey his rules. It is like a business contract. She is pressured to obey, but it is very difficult to love a husband with whom she has no relationship. Many people think that our relationship with God is like this. It's like a business contract. The boss is up there watching and expecting us to obey and corrects us when we are wrong. They are living under the law rather than in a love relationship with God. Let's read verses 1 to 3. Do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over a man only as long as he lives? Verse 2. For instance, a woman is married to a man who is married to a man is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. So then, if she is joined to another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law, from that law, and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. The meditation questions for these verses are, explain this illustration of marriage given in these verses, and secondly, what does it mean to die to the law? In Romans 7, Paul continues to address the question he raised in Romans chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. This is a revolutionary statement. Sin will not rule you because you are not under law, but under grace. If the law rules you, you will be controlled by sin. If you are under grace, you will not have sin will not have dominion over you. Paul gives an illustration in Romans 1-4 to explain what it means to be under the law or under grace. Romans chapter 7 verse 1 states, the law has authority over a man only as long as he lives. Most people would concede that the laws no longer apply to people who have died. If a woman is married, she is bound to her husband by the law as long as he is alive. But if he or she dies, the other partner is free to marry someone else. To die to the law means that through the grace of Christ and through our union with him, we have died to sin and to the law. Now we live in a new relationship with God. Jesus freed us from sin and from the judgment of the law by making us one with him in his death, as explained in Romans chapter 6. Paul uses the human marriage relationship to illustrate our relationship to the law. Before coming to faith in Christ, human beings were all under the law. We were married to the law and subject to its requirements and judgments. Like the woman in the intro, we were all under the law's authority for our entire lives. Before coming to faith, the law could not produce life and fruit for God in us because of our sinful nature. It controlled us. The sinful nature within us produced no good fruit, but only death. Jesus set us free from the sin nature and from the law's condemnation. Verse 4. Therefore, my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who is raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. There are two meditation questions for verse 4. Are you married to the law or married to Christ? And explain your answer. How do we bear fruit for God? That's the second question. The law exposed our sins and failures, but it had no power to make us righteous. However, we died to the law through our union with Jesus. Because we have died with Christ, the law can no longer condemn us. We died to the law through the body of Christ, which means through the death of Christ's body on the cross. Believers have died in Christ and have been free to belong to another husband, which is Christ. We have been given new life in Christ and now belong to Christ. We are married to Christ and live under his rule and his authority. We live in a love relationship with him based on his grace. We obey him because he loves us and enables us to walk in righteousness by his indwelling life. Just to be clear, we are married to Christ in the same way we were married to the law. We were legally bound by the law, just as a husband or wife is legally bound to their spouse. We died spiritually to the law so that we could live in a love relationship with Christ. We are one with him and seek intimacy with him, as in a human marriage. However, this is not a human or physical marriage, but a spiritual one. Nevertheless, the human marriage relationship is used throughout the Bible to explain our relationship with God. As with other scriptures, the human mind cannot understand the things of God without the Spirit of God. For example, when Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," many people could not understand or accept this because they were only thinking in the physical world and understanding only through human logic. Being married to Christ is similar. It's talking about spiritual union with Christ, not about a physical or human relationship. When we were married to the law and living under the law's authority and dominion, the law produced no fruits of righteousness in us. Now, through our union with Christ, the fruits of righteousness are produced in us in abundance. We serve God not by trying hard to obey a set of rules, but out of renewed hearts and minds that overflow with love for him. His Spirit enables us to produce good fruit for God. We need to understand that we are spiritually married to Christ. He died to the law. We died to the law and are no longer married to the law. In the introduction, we presented a scenario of a woman married to a man who does not live in the same house, but who monitors and judges her actions through cameras in every room. She lives in frustration because she cannot obey all of the rules and does not have a loving relationship with her husband. Now, let us imagine that she lives together with her new husband in his house. He loves her, and they spend time together talking and sharing their hearts with each other. She can love her husband with all of her heart because he loves her, and they share a loving relationship. This is the difference in living under the law or under grace. Our relationship with God is like a marriage relationship. Jesus is our husband. He loves us and wants us to love him. He's not up there somewhere far away. He lives inside of us. He wants to walk with us, to speak with us, and to guide us in all of our ways. Loving him with all of our heart, soul, and mind means to have fellowship with him, to listen to him, to respond to him, to trust him, to obey him, as in a married relationship. To be a follower of Christ means to be married to Christ. It is a complete change in relationship and allegiance. It means falling in love with Jesus and doing everything together with him. Believers are not under law, but every aspect of their lives has changed by becoming one with Jesus. Verse 5, when we lived according to the flesh, the sinful passions were aroused by the law, were at work in our bodies, bearing fruit for death. But now, having died to what bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in a new way in the Spirit, not in the old way of the written code. The meditation question for verses 5 and 6 is, what does it mean to serve God in the new way in the Spirit rather than in the old way of just trying to keep the laws? Before we came to faith, the law was not able to bring life or fruit for God through us because we lived according to the flesh. We were controlled by the sin nature that produced fruit, the fruit of death. Now we serve God in a completely new way, in the Spirit of God, not by trying to obey the written law of God in our own strength. Our focus is not on a list of commands, but on following Jesus. The Spirit of God lives in us, guides us, and empowers us to obey him. The goal is to obey, become more and more like Jesus as we walk with him every day. We died to the law that bound us and have been released from it. Just as death in the physical realm releases us from our marriage commitment, we are now married to Christ, not to the law. We are not striving in fear of the law's judgment. We live by faith in the love and grace of Jesus. God established a new covenant with us based on grace rather than law. He promised in Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27, that he would give us a new heart and put his Spirit in us so that we can obey him. It says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my Spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. This is what Paul meant when he said that we now serve God in a new way in the Spirit. This is how we can walk in righteousness, not by religion or rules, but by the Spirit of God living in us. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. Thank you that you set us free from sin and from the law so that we could be married to Christ. Thank you that we now serve you by your Spirit who lives in us.